This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Very pleased to announce that I have Simon Cowell on the phone. Morning, Simon.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Very jet-lagged.
Well, you've been in America, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been there for 6 weeks, and I got in late last night, so I'm all over the place.
Oh, I'm sorry that I've been trying to track you down for about 2 weeks.
I'm probably going to say some very strange things that carry on.
Brilliant. you're not calling to apologise for Louis yesterday, are you?
What did he say?
Well, there was a double booking of guests. We had Mel C from the Spice Girls, and then Louis kind of just turned up.
Yeah.
And you know that there was kind of some feud where Louis calls the Spice Girls fishwives and stuff, and then Mel C goes, "Oh, shut up."
Yeah.
Well, we think we have fixed the feud between Westlife and the Spice Girls. Louis and Mel C, they kind of kissed and made up yesterday. Well, obviously not kissed, but they made up.
Is that good?
Well, I don't know. Were you wanting that to carry on or not?
I thought it was quite amusing.
No, she didn't.
She didn't, did
no,
she?
No, not at all.
What did she say?
Well, there was an uncomfortable air in the studio for at least 5 minutes, and I didn't say anything. They were just talking at each other.
Fantastic.
It was good.
Okay, now they're all taking themselves a bit too seriously.
Because you're juggling X Factor and American Idol at the moment, do you ever feel like after one set of auditions in the UK and then you go to America and then you do a whole load of auditions in America, do you ever want to just hit your head against a brick wall really hard?
Yeah, permanently.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I remember one time I was so jet-lagged once, I didn't know where I was. I didn't even know what show I was on.
What, in the middle of an audition?
Yeah, well, I was there and I couldn't really work it out while I'm on The X Factor on American Idol. I was so kind of zonked out. But the audition process itself, I just hate doing it. I absolutely loathe it.
Do you?
Oh, I hate it.
God.
It's very long, very boring. It's just a very, very boring process.
Do you ever get X Factor guilt? We've been discussing this on our show quite a lot.
Yeah.
Where, let's say, people like Thomas. You remember Thomas? I'll remind you because you are jet lagged. Listen, here he is. No, that's Lethal Bizzle. Here's Thomas.
I'm Thomas.
What do you do?
I'm a musician. I play, songwrite, and I've got a whole album ready to go.
An album? What's it called?
It's called It's Thomas.
Tell me you don't get a little twinge of guilt, Simon.
No, I think I'm doing these people a public service.
Exactly.
Actually, I mean, I did get the X Factor guilt when the girl in the wedding dress came on. Nobody liked me dress. I think her name was Emma. And then the parents walked in. But you did say the right thing to them. You were honest.
With the big family?
Yes, them.
Well, I've had a problem this year, Scott, with where all these pushy parents are encouraging these terrible kids that they're going to be pop stars. And they're obviously blatantly not.
No.
So I think I'm the kind one and the parents aren't.
Is that one of the problems of lowering the age?
Do you know what? Whether you're 14 or 16, it's just as bad, to be honest with you. I think in a strange way, the 14-year-olds were more together this year than the 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
Because they were kind of making up their own minds. But we had the 17 or 20-year-olds who actually were being brought in by their parents. So the 14-year-olds were more switched on, I thought.
Now, where are we up to with X Factor at the moment? Because the live show's starting in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, we've got the football on this week, so we couldn't put a live show on. But the first live show goes out, yeah, a week on Saturday.
And you're doing the themed weeks again?
Yeah.
Now, Louis told us all the guests yesterday. Should he have done that?
Yeah, well, he can't keep his mouth shut, Louis, can he?
No, I mean, to be honest, he's a great guest to have because he'll come on and go, "I can't slag anybody off." And then within 5 seconds, Mel C, she's crap.
And I can't tell you any secrets and he'll tell you everything.
No, I already know them, Simon.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, Scott. And he's plugging his book. What's it called? I Can Make You Famous in 5 Seconds.
Yeah. I think it's Louis Walsh's Easy Steps to Fame or something.
Oh, my God. I sent him a text last night and say, "What the hell is that title?"
He was in Bluewater signing some books yesterday.
And he said this great quote on the Graham Norton show yesterday, because he was getting all excited about his book, saying, "It's available in bookshops." And you're thinking, well, where else are you going to find it, Louis?
So he told us all the guests. You've got Michael Jackson and Kylie on, yes?
Well, I don't know about Michael Jackson. I mean, there was a rumour that that he might want to do a TV show, and if he did, he'd want to do The X Factor. Would we do, I don't know, Thriller Week or something? And we said, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not confirmed.
No, North Kylie.
Oh. Now,
it's
Simon.
Not, I think she'll be there for the final.
Will she?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's the idea.
Now, you're a well-known judge, obviously, Simon. We've been having guests on this show last week and this week. If, let's say, these two people were head-to-head on Britain's Got Talent, which one would win? I just need to know from you, the expert. Would it be a man who is a dwarf and can put a hoover on his bits and bobs and do a trick, or would it be a man who is a flatulist and is called Mr. Methane and can fart well-known tunes like EastEnders?
The first one.
Yes! Yeah! Yeah! See, that's the one I chose.
So, I'll tell you why, because you can go a lot further with an act like that.
Really?
Oh, definitely.
In what way?
Definitely.
How?
You could see that more than once.
And it would still be funny?
I think so, because, you know, you can do different costumes, different music, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd book it now.
Hey, listen, Simon, thank you very much for calling today. I know you're really tired, and I do appreciate it.
I know, it's my pleasure. It's nice to talk to you, Scott.
Simon. Loving Leona, by the way, and loving your message at the Leona thing, going, I'm in Dallas, they're all terrible.
Simon, hello, my name's Laura, how are you?
Hello, Laura, how are you?
I'm all right. I just wanted to let you know that Scott does a really good impression
of
you.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah. And I'd like to hear that, Scott.
No, don't.
Oh, come on, Scott.
Come on, friend. Scott.
We had Danny on last week.
Yeah.
And I did a little impression of her.
Yeah.
And she didn't like it.
Right.
And I don't really want to do your one.
Oh, don't be silly.
Okay. Should I play it from before, or should I do
yeah.
a new one?
No, whatever you want.
Okay. But it's pathetic. You can't sing, darling.
All right, so when are you going to do it?
But it's pathetic. You can't sing, darling.
Go on, then. Do me.
But it's pathetic. You can't sing, darling.
I'm still waiting.
Oh.
Thanks, Simon. Scott, nice to talk to you.
See you later, bye.
See you later, guys. Bye-bye. Yeah.